This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi there, listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the news show. It is the 26th of October, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way like it always does. In about 5 minutes. With Amazon and Alexa, and Alexa's getting a couple of new integrated programs. Actually, these two new programs are aimed at hospitals and senior living communities. Both of the new programs will run through Alexa Smart Properties, and that will allow organizations to control a centralized Alexa system. Now, a lot of this has to do with the pandemic that's been, well, unfortunately, still kind of going on, and Amazon actually wanted to help out hospitals and senior living communities that actually reached out to them. Now, for hospitals, it'll give ways to interact with patients without actually having to use protective equipment, while in the senior living communities, they wanted to connect with residents and family members, of course, that couldn't visit them. Plus, also in the senior living facilities, it will allow Amazon Echo devices to actually send announcements and other messages to the residents inside. On top of that, you can do what you can already pretty much do through Alexa. Place phone calls, of course, add contacts, all of these sort of things. Play music and heck, even order stuff from Amazon. I remember when Zoom promised it would add auto-generated closed captions to free Zoom meetings? We were wondering if that was going to happen. Well, today it has. Actually, this started yesterday that Zoom added the auto-generated captions for free accounts. However, though, the captions are currently only available in English, though they say they do plan to expand to other languages in the future. Now, we all know that Zoom actually only offered AI-powered live transcriptions for paid accounts in the past, which actually drew some criticism from quite a few people. And then, of course, there was the pain with the Zoom meeting host. They either had to use third-party capturing services or even actually manually add the captions. Has your GoPro Hero 10 been too hot to touch? Well, this firmware should fix it. Yes, GoPro's finally issued that update for the Hero 10 for its overheating issues. That means your camera shouldn't be shutting down on its own anymore. Also on the update, there's new video performance modes, which really is nothing to do with creative tools. It all has to do with making sure the thing doesn't overheat. Now, those video performance modes actually are maximum video performance, extended battery life, and tripod and stationary. And from what we can tell with this update, each video mode will also affect your battery life. And you can kind of put two and two together, which one's going to use more and which one's not. The good thing to see, though, is with the new firmware, there's 5.3K recording at 60 frames per second, which will actually now run 47% longer, basically 29 minutes per clip. You can also do 4K 60 frames per second to an hour and 3 minutes total. And finally, talk about going big or go home. Well, the folks over at Hertz thought, yeah, we're getting into the EV rental business, thanks to Tesla. Yeah, the folks over there at Hertz Rent-A-Car decided, yeah, let's order 100,000 of those things. And that's what they did, 100,000 Tesla EVs for its fleet. Now, these 100,000 vehicles, of course, have made Tesla very happy. Hopefully, they've got enough in stock. As far as where we will be seeing this new fleet, they'll be rolling out to major U.S. markets and parts of Europe starting in November, at least according to Bloomberg. This, of course, would mark the largest electric vehicle order of all time, and it definitely shows Hertz is ready to move into the electric car rental industry. Tesla, on the other hand, they're just happy to cash that $4.2 billion check. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com. That's, of course, where you can get subscribed to the news show. It's also where you can support the news show. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Basically, for $5 a month or a cup of coffee, you could support the news show and helping us stay on the air. Check out the British Tech Network, of course, on the social destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.